President, Honorable Madam Secretary General, distinguished delegates. Poland aligns itself with the statement delivered on behalf of the European Union. Let me also join the previous speakers in extending our sincere appreciation to the government of Vietnam for its readiness to host the upcoming UNCTAD 16 scheduled for October. We are looking forward to the meeting and we wish you all the success in this endeavor. We are grateful to UNCTAD Secretariat and Honorable Secretary General Ms. Rebecca Greenspan for the comprehensive report which delineates well the landscape for our work in the run-up of UNCTAD 16. The report reflects and diagnoses the situation on the ground and thus serves as a compass for the collective efforts needed to respond to the challenges of today's world. It is thus a good business plan to take us forward, especially in the context of achieving progress on SDGs. We are ready to engage in further discussions which should result in setting a roadmap for UNCTAD's contributions to enhancing multilateral cooperation aimed at building climate for development and growth, so much needed today. Contemporary challenges, as so well described by the report, should be a lesson for us all that growth does not happen by a mere chance, and that development is the result of forces working together. Security and stability is the main driving force in this context. A dramatic experience of lasting for almost 3 years, Russian full-scale invasion against Ukraine, provides indisputable evidence that security, together with safeguarding international law and obligation, is a prerequisite for development and growth. Without this, our mission for development can be only a mission impossible. This is why broadly understood security and stability, embracing such aspects as food, energy, climate, resources, or technology, have been defined as a flagship priority during the Polish presidency in the EU scheduled for the first half of 2025. Furthermore, development and growth can happen only when everyone believes in successful cooperation between all the stakeholders. In this context, mobilizing private sector to participate in the development efforts should be perceived as an essential goal of our work. We stand ready to engage in this discussion, bringing to the table an invaluable experience of economic transition that took place in Poland over the last decades. To conclude, Mr. President, we should do our utmost to generate development gains by making our deliberations concrete, focused on issues of common understanding, and on goals that unite us. Let's build on our strengths and look for solutions how we can work together in turning today's challenges into opportunities for the benefit of our societies. I thank you.
Dziękuję bardzo.